It's Art Spotlight, and just outside of the Lafayette area in Battleground is the farm at Prophetstown. It's a unique experience of farm life going back to the 1920s, 125 acres of land that is leased from the Prophetstown State Park. Joining me is Leslie Martin-Conwell. Welcome, the Executive
Director.
Good morning.
Thanks for having us.
Good to have you. And Lauren Reed, the Event and Education Coordinator. Hello.
Hello. Good morning.
Welcome to WBAA. If our listeners haven't been out for some of the farm-to-table cooking, for sewing, quilting, gardening, I've been out for an animal exhibit with some sheep. It is a fun place. How did you get involved with the farm at Prophetstown?
Well, to me, it was just a no-brainer to get involved because I was watching what they were doing and it just seemed very relevant to today's society. I'm very much of a historian, but at the farm right now, even though we're interpreting 1920s life, we're finding that our main demographic is actually young families who are looking to emulate the homesteading period of that time for better and healthier living for their families. So it just seemed like something really worthwhile I wanted to be involved in.
And I know, obviously, seasons make a big difference. So the winter may be slower or sort of different activities. I know spring will probably be filled with planting and summer, all sorts of things. What sort of activities go on throughout the season and what's coming up?
Well, we really are active throughout the entire year. Obviously, our biggest time is April through November.
Let's Lauren Reed, the Event and Education Coordinator at the farm at Prophetstown. I've read and seen pictures of the farm-to-table cooking. Tell us a little bit about the dinners and how that comes together.
Yes. So before, in my former life, I was a chef before I came to the farm. And I have been very lucky to be able to implement those skills and share those with the community out at the farm. We do farm-to-table dinners. This year, we're trying to do a food event almost every month for 2018. And we feature our meats and our produce, and we're very proud of what we produce. We raise our own cattle and our own Berkshire hogs, and we have duck eggs and chicken eggs and some really unique berries and heirloom vegetable items that not everybody has access to. So the farm-to-table dinners really feature those, and it's a very special evening at the farm.
That's so cool. And I know folks can find out more on your Facebook page and at prophetstown.org. The Farm at Prophetstown, it's a nonprofit organization. And Leslie, I imagine hearing about the livestock and hearing about the crops and, of course, the house, there's got to be a lot of volunteers that are a part of this and a lot of members that take place that help support this.
Oh, yes. Membership and volunteerism is absolutely vital to what we do out there. We are a genuine working farm. So we have over 70 acres in period crops. We also have many different species of heritage breeds of animals. And of course, with all the wonderful activities that Lauren coordinates. So we are always looking for volunteers, people that are interested in learning. You don't have to have any agricultural experience. We invite you to come on out to meet the animals, meet us, and just learn about life on a 1920s farm and how it can be relevant in your life today with better living.
I know that we just passed Black Friday and the holidays and all sorts of things that are going on. And these days, it seems like online shopping has, invaded everywhere. And of course, you can hear this interview even at WBAA.org. But back in the 1920s, Sears and Roebuck was like such a major retailer. And I know the house is sort of modeled after that. How is it to have that sort of upkeep? And it's got to be fun to have that sort of, picture in history to look back. It's almost 100 years old now.
It is amazing. And the main comment we get from our older visitors is, this looks like my grandmother's house. So for our older visitors, it's a bit of a homecoming. For our young visitors, it's a glimpse into an older but very exciting time. There is an original Sears Roebuck home that was moved there by the city of Lafayette that we're currently renovating. And there is a replica Sears Roebuck mail order home. And both are filled with original antiques of the time period that have been donated over the years. So you are literally stepping into a Sears 1920s catalog when you go into either of those two buildings.
That's Leslie Martin Conwell, who's the executive director at the farm at Prophetstown. They have all sorts of events coming up in 2018, and their event coordinator, Lauren Reed, who works with education, is here as well. Lauren, I know there is a wide range of events. I've been to one of the Shetland sheep farmers who came in and brought some baby sheep, and they were spooling the wool and whatnot. How is it to find these wonderful local folks to share their knowledge with others?
It's really fantastic. People really want to be involved. You might think it would be difficult to find people with these types of old time skills, but it's really not. We have beekeepers, we have sheep shearers, as you mentioned. You know, we have a lady that comes in and does caning on chairs, which is really unique for people to see. We have a lot of people that have great skills that want to be involved and want to share those skills. Homesteading has been huge. It's a very popular trend, but it goes well with what we are doing with our 1920s farm. So homesteading skills such as raising poultry or raising Hereford cattle, baking bread, canning is very popular. Our director, Leslie, teaches a fabulous canning class every year in August. These classes are really important, and a lot of people in the community are happy to be involved and share their skills with the people.
That is Lauren Reed, the event and education coordinator at the farm at Prophetstown. What are the hours? When are you guys typically open?
We are open beginning April 1st through the end of October every day from 10 to 5. And you can come earlier in the morning, as early as 8:30, to help with chores. Beginning November 1st through the end of March, we're open Friday, Saturday, and Sunday from 10 to 4. But if you're going to be in the neighborhood and you want to come on a Tuesday or a Wednesday during the winter, just try to give us 24 to 48 hours notice and we'll open the gate for you.
Well, it's a lot of fun, and it's one of those things that I think is such a great resource, and really tickled that you're so close.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.